Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Brian! Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke Brian!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Welcome, everybody. Guess what, folks? It's Dueling Tangents time with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian.
Yeah, it is.
That over there is Luke. I'm in the Waukesha studios here at WAUK 540 AM, as well as 101 FM The Shaw. And Luke is over there in the WTTN studios. That's the Solidarity Realty studios, if you didn't know. That's 1580 AM WTTN, as well as 92.7 FM. That's Devil Radio. And you can check us out on the Devil Radio app, as well as, you know, on live on Facebook right now. We just went live. That happened. You ever watch that that series about the Chicago Bulls and Michael Jordan? I forget what it's called.
I haven't finished it yet.
I thought it was really awesome, but I guess Michael Jordan really needed like an edge to go and figure out how to be competitive or something like that. honestly, if he just sidled into a radio show every day, I think he could get that edge if he needed to, because sometimes you just drop some adrenaline. Oh, hi, I'm here. Hi, I'm here. Hi, everybody. What's going on? Going live on Facebook, making things happen.
Yeah.
We're getting
and,
this
and
whole
sometimes
brand
we're just
new
finishing
media
up
thing is.
We're finishing up other work right before we go on the air here.
Look, man, it's a blending of everything, and it's really a good thing because we are expanding, and I think that's a good thing. To that end, I believe I might be a little absent this week, later this week, but we'll see how things go. But
yeah.
I just don't want anybody to be surprised.
We're not locking Brian up in Evan's basement. Folks, don't worry. He is out in the world doing important work.
While locked in Evan's basement. The problem is that it's a traveling basement. I've named my car Evan's basement.
It was the ongoing joke while you were gone, while Evan was filling in on the board, was yeah. Evan would reassure the listening audience that you were, in fact, not locked in his basement and
you guys were
being adequately fed and watered.
You guys gotta let me in on this joke. I'll play along with you. The joke is that my car's name is Evan's Basement.
That's what it is.
In the car.
Folks, anyway. If you want to join the conversation at any time, 844-967-2789. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. And Brian, you know, one thing I like to say here on this program, at least for an hour when you and I are on the radio together, or if we are doing it by ourselves, but during Dueling Tangents, I want to say that facts matter.
Yeah, they do. And I also like to say this.
Yes, science.
Yeah.
Yeah. Science matters, facts matter, and that's how policy should work. It's how policy should work. Policy should stem from that.
I would hope so. That's kind of how things should work. Dealing in the same reality
mm-hmm.
or a reality at all is really important, I think. So,
it's absolutely really important, and it's important because, Brian, if you pretend like maybe there's a problem out there, that you allege that there's a problem and you claim that it's out there, but you can never actually back it up, and then the studies go and find, oh, what's that? The opposite of the problem that you were claiming is actually the empirical evidence? What?
Well, let's back up.
Let's fill the people in on what we're discussing, Brian.
Yes, but let's also talk about what empirical evidence is, and let's also talk about what scientific fact and what actual fact is. The fact is that, you know, you can test things the scientific method because things we know are true. You can use a bunch of experiments.
Mm-hmm.
You at anyone in the world can go and do the same exact experiment and come out with the same results anywhere else. So around the world, we all agree that the rock outside is a rock, right? We all know that when we can test that this
mm-hmm.
is a rock, and we have ways of testing that it is a rock. There are procedures to go through to test whether things are rocks. And this is how we know that reality is real, all right? We test it and make sure. It's not just, I believe this really strongly, and a lot of people really believe this really strongly. And I talked to my friend over here, and she said that, you know, maybe that, you know, her grandmother used to rub, you know, things on her face, and that's what cured cancer, but that's not really it.
Because
you can do empirical studies to see if rubbing crap on your face will actually cure cancer. And as from what we understand scientifically and throughout the world, while, you know, thoughts and prayers can help and positive vibes have shown to be helpful, it doesn't necessarily mean that that is the cure or that helps ever. So I guess what I'm saying is we have to think about things in a scientific way to see whether things are real or not. And there are ways of investigating to find out the veracity of any given statement, any given hypothesis. Generally, a scientific experiment, you start off with a hypothesis. I think this is going to happen. And then you find devise a way to test whether that happens or not. And that's generally the way how things work. And investigation should go this way. This is what I think. Let's say I think that let's just pull something out of nowhere. Like, I think the 2020 election was rigged and or fraudulent in any way, shape, or form. So we have to find ways to test that to see if anything happened.
Yeah, so then you would come up with, okay, well, how was it rigged? Well, Dropboxes were rigged, Brian.
Okay, then how does that work?
Well, you would think that they would be able to prove that there was the evidence there that widespread fraud stemmed from absentee ballot Dropbox use. But unfortunately, we got a headline over the AP, Brian, that taking all of this long-winded, really long walk to get to a short drink of water, headline over the AP, no major problems with ballot Dropboxes in 2020 AP fines.
Yeah, this is from July 17th, and this is Anthony Izaguirre and Christina Cassidy. By the way, if you look at a media bias chart, I just double-checked today just to make sure. If you look at a media bias chart and it says which one skews right, which one skews left, it'll tell you which media conglomerate skews one way or the other for you or for your whoever's around you. AP News is dead center for facts and dead center for straight up. Like, neither left nor right.
Middle of the road. As middle of the road as you can get. Arbiter calling balls and strikes. AP News. Associated Press. And their headline, and this is an interesting piece, Brian, so I want to read from it.
Yeah, let's do it.
The expanded use of Dropboxes for mailed ballots during the 2020 election did not lead to any widespread problems, according to an Associated Press survey of state election officials across the U.S. that revealed no cases of fraud, vandalism, or theft that could have affected the results.
Huh.
There's a very definitive opening paragraph to this piece.
Yeah, that's very specific and very scientific as well, I would say.
Yeah. The findings from both Republican and Democrat-controlled states run contrary to claims made by former President Donald Trump and his allies, who have intensely criticized their use and falsely claimed that they were a target for fraud. Dropboxes are considered by many election officials to be safe and secure and have been used to varying degrees by states across the political spectrum. Yet conspiracy theories and efforts by Republicans to eliminate or restrict them since the 2020 election persist. This month, the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled that Dropboxes are not allowed under state law and can no longer be widely used. So here in Wisconsin, we are the front grounds right now for not only an attempt to continue to undermine the 2020 election by claiming that there's fraud out there and going through the legal cases that Gableman and his team are insisting that they have the right to demand interviews with election officials and all of the rigmarole, I can't say that word today. It's a Tuesday.
Rigmarole.
There we go. But going through all of that just to claim that there's fraud without being able to produce fraud more than a year after the investigation, going more than $300,000 over their budget. And still, the case goes before the Wisconsin Supreme Court, and because it was not specific, because Dropboxes are not specifically outlined in state law, their use therefore cannot be sanctioned by the state, is essentially what the Wisconsin Supreme Court said. Not that they're illegal. Not that there's anything wrong with Dropboxes, but they're not specifically outlined in state law, therefore they cannot be used. Again, the Wisconsin legislature did not give any guidance to the Wisconsin Elections Commission during the 2020 election, and since Dropboxes had been used in previous elections, they said, hey, this is a decent way to be able to collect absentee ballots from your voters in your municipal clerks, more than 1,800 municipal clerks around the state, trying to conduct an election in the worst pandemic that we've seen in 100 years, and they use this boogeyman, absentee ballot drop boxes to you still hear it since the decision about 2 weeks ago now, a week and a half ago, from the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Former President Donald Trump, Timothy Rantham, and other Republican and conservative back groups have called for the decertification of the 2020 election results in Wisconsin, despite there's no legal grounds to do that. There's no proof that there was widespread fraud because absentee ballot drop boxes were used, but they are continuing to use this boogeyman despite the fact that facts say there was no widespread fraud.
Here's what you need to know about this.
Drop boxes are safe.
Robin Voss, who authorized this entire thing, has said you can't actually take back the election. You can't. He's the one who said you can't take it back. But also, we said, well, why don't you just give us records or stop this investigation? I got to keep it going. No way of doing anything.
No.
But still got to keep the investigation.
He also, before the 2020 election, condoned Dropbox uses. When the Wisconsin Elections Commission voted unanimously 6-0 to use the absentee ballot drop boxes, Robin Voss was on board with it at that point.
But at least it wasn't until yard sign.
It wasn't until Donald Trump, not even Republicans, because again, Republicans across the state, down ballot Republicans did well in the 2020 election still. Donald Trump lost. Republicans chose not to reelect Donald Trump. It was Republican voters that made that choice. And now there's a concerted effort to try to undermine election officials and the elections process in the state of Wisconsin because Republicans don't want to own up to the fact that they were the ones that chose not to give Trump the victory in Wisconsin. That's what it comes down to. And they are throwing a temper tantrum, effectively. There's fraud there. Well, prove the fraud, please. There's fraud there.
That's the point, is that we need to hold them to the standards of any sort of science whatsoever. Can you show me any proof whatsoever?
Facts are supposed to matter, Brian, and to the Republican Party here in the state of Wisconsin and to conservative voters and promoters of the big lie around the country, facts just don't matter anymore to them.
I always ask them, okay, that's great. There was total fraud in ballot drop boxes. How does it work? And then I get from, Clay, you Democrats and inflation. Oh, change the subject? What, you got nothing, buddy, because you can't explain it. You just think that they're bad.
You got nothing. Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We got your phone calls when you're calling up the lines, 844-967-2789. We got a ton of other topics we're going to get into. We're going to dive into those Wisconsin headlines when we get back.
Yes, science!
Here come the jesters. 1, 2, 3. Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I think you could say, here come the jesters when you and I start talking, buddy. Kind of like to joke a little bit.
I got a touch of a sarcasm and a little cynicism going on here.
Yeah.
It's exciting. It's an exciting time for everybody, all the youngsters.
You could definitely call me a fool every now and then, that's for sure.
Oh, I love playing the fool, and I have no problem leaning into stuff, I have no problem leaning into, you believe this stupid thing? Let's go for it. Let's lean into it and suppose that and go with that. Let's hear you talk it through. And most of the time it goes to change the subject.
A lot of the times that is the case, Brian, and it's just it's an interesting...
Which is kind of what's happening with Tim Michaels when he found out he was lying.
Well, the Tim Michaels one, this is an interesting headline because I think it shouldn't honestly be that big of a story, but it's kind of just par for the course for the Michaels campaign at this point because he's trying to be an empty suit. He wants to play both sides.
Normally this is a bad thing to do.
He wants conservative voters in the Republican primary to believe that he's this some kind of ultra-conservative Trump-endorsed candidate, and he is. He was endorsed by the former president, but he also lives in Greenwich, Connecticut, and he also is a businessman that is usually pretty clean shaven, except when he's recording his campaign ads when he's driving his truck around. And then, you know, he grows out a little bit more of the grizzly facial hair to be a man's man, the man of the people kind of candidate, Brian. And yeah. then he throws on a campaign mailer that he's endorsed by the NRA. And then the NRA says, I don't know what you're talking about. We haven't endorsed any candidates in this race.
Yeah, and this it's not like the NRA has a lot of credibility at this point. So for them to go and come out and say, no, someone got it wrong here is really interesting. I also have to say, especially when you're talking about an empty guy in a suit and the desire to be an empty guy in a suit, it's perfect. It's absolutely perfect. Because that's how the voters he's going for look at things. To be an empty guy in a suit means that the voters can go and take whatever they believe and whatever they think they get out of and whatever that stupid ad is and right. project it on
you
him.
You project it, exactly.
It doesn't matter. They already do it with Jesus. Why don't they do it with whoever their candidate is? So the less that Michaels can say that he specifically wants to do, we have a list of things that he wants to do. Very non-specific stuff, and half of it is already being done by Governor Evers and blocked.
Platitudes.
But platitudes. But again, he just wants you to latch onto something that connects to you, and so you can project it on them so that you can feel like you're voting for yourself.
Right. And so this is what the mailer, I'm going to describe the mailer because the radio is an audio medium. Brian, I'm going to just read off kind of what the mailer says. So it's Michaels for Governor, his picture of him with his campaign's logo, standing up for our gun rights. And there's a couple check marks and it says, expand Second Amendment rights, protect our kids in public schools. To me, those two points are kind of contrary because one of the biggest threats to our kids in public schools is people overusing their access to guns, but
yes.
That's the second point. The third point is defend your right to protect your family. And then underneath those three check marks, Brian, is endorsed by NRA-ILA. I don't know what the ILA is. I'm not quite sure.
It's referring to NRA's Institute for Legislative Action and the group's Political
that.
Victory Fund.
There you
it's,
go. So the campaign art of the NRA is what he was claiming he was endorsed by. And then a lobbyist that works on behalf of the NRA here in Wisconsin came out to this mailer being made public and said, well, the NRA hasn't endorsed and does not plan to endorse any candidates ahead of the August 9th primary election. So how do you think that made it on the mailer without like getting checked? Right? We were endorsed. So they just made it up.
Here's a quote from Tim Michaels, which is amazing because it's amazing anybody got him on record saying anything. Honestly, he doesn't even bother showing up for the debates. I have received the highest rating that the NRA gives to a candidate. ... So it's some technicality between the NRA ILA and the NRA PFV. Michaels said, referring to the NRA's Institute for Legislative Action and the group's Political Victory Fund. It's something that probably 0.1% of gun owners understand, Michael said. People are tired of this political gotcha game. People are tired of you know, oh, you were endorsed by the NRA PFV, but not the NRA. Nobody cares. I'm not going to let the lawyers run my campaign. We made a mistake. We're moving on. That's fine. Who
and
cares?
Here,
you know
here
what? H2O, H1O, it's all the same. It doesn't matter. Who cares about the details? That's why I'm running for governor.
Yeah,
I don't care about the details.
Dihydrogen monoxide. There we go, Brian. Bring
Great
that
job.
One back there.
Yeah, go dihydrogen monoxide.
Coming back for the piece, we got this is a quote from Scott Jones, the NRA Wisconsin state director. To be clear, Tim Michaels has not been endorsed by any branch, division, or section of the National Rifle Association for the 2022 Wisconsin primary election. In response to Michael's comments then after of what he was
just
elaborating.
Just to be clear. But
it's
you know,
0.1% that cares about this. He wasn't endorsed. He got a response saying that the NRA received his candidate questionnaire for like answers, and that was it. Like that's what they
that's
took as the endorsement
another
process.
Another case of someone seeing facts and going, but I feel that this is the real truth. And going, it doesn't
way.
Matter. And then if you found out what the facts is, oh, the facts don't matter anyway because it's just a little tiny little point. Right?
Yeah. Facts don't matter.
It doesn't matter because as long as you feel it and project it on whoever it is, that's all that matters.
He feels endorsed by the NRA? Is that what you think?
Yeah.
He felt really endorsed by the NRA.
And he's talked to people that have NRA memberships, so he feels endorsed by them.
Does that come with, like, the Russian vodka with it? Or how do you get the hint of Russian essence on the NRA's
endorsement? Just any NRA endorsement at all.
Right.
Because they funneled money through the NRA to candidates.
They can control them that way. To funnel money through an intermediate source, or whatever the Office Space quote is.
Yep.
But, it's absolutely one of those cases where, you know, He claimed that he was endorsed by him, but not the case. So Tim Michaels, who is this candidate? We don't really know. We're trying to figure that out. Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke.
He's a dude who just wants to get more government contracts for his company. That's all.
It sounds like we're getting to the heart of the matter there, Brian. We'll be right back after a short break.
To conceal the source of money as by channeling it through an intermediary.
The NRA does care.
How can you drop the bass when it's already dropped? Welcome back, everybody. It's Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian, that's Luke over there. I'm in Waukesha. I'm hanging out at WAUK 540 AM as well as 101 FM, The Shaw. You can check out Luke over there in the Solidarity Realty Studios at 1580 AM in Madison. That's WTTN, as well as 92.7 FM. That's Devil Radio. You can check us out on the Devil Radio app, and you can choose either side of the state to listen to. Either way, it's quality and awesome and full of delicious magic.
Yeah, it is.
Give us a call anytime, 844-967-2789.
If you want to follow the show, you can do that on Twitter. You can also follow the stations. It's at Dueling Tangents on Twitter for the show, as well as at Devil Radio 927 on Facebook and Twitter, and at WAUK Radio on Facebook and Twitter for The Shaw out in Waukesha.
Yeah, that song is Last Night a DJ Saved My Life, and it's one of my favorite songs ever. I think it's great.
There you go, man.
I heard it first. It's by In Deep, I-N-D-E-E-P, all at once. And I heard it off of the while playing Grand Theft Auto Vice City. It's on one of the radio stations there. So,
there you go, man.
I honestly, sometimes part of my dream is to convert these stations into my version of what people listen to in the Grand Theft Auto Vice City Wisconsin. Grand Theft Auto Wisconsin. But hopefully nobody's Grand Theft Autoing and we're all driving our own cars. Or hopefully, but even better, public transit eventually. But
yeah,
you know, who am I now? Who's talking about fantasy?
Would rather be riding on high speed rail. What was that?
Well, we could even do it. We can do a show on the high speed rail eventually.
One day.
Well, I wanna let everybody know that Governor Evers, we do criticize sometimes. Oh, I wish he would do more, or I wish he could do more, or man. What's going on? Or, you know, I wish he'd just stand up and say, you guys are a bunch of jerks, or something like that. Just, you know, show some fire or whatever. And I've seen him have fire before.
Yeah,
I've seen him get into somebody's face and call them an effing liar before, even though that person was not lying. Point is, he's got it inside, right?
It can be tapped.
Yeah, it can be tapped. But,
it can be tapped.
But whether he's mild-mannered Governor Evers or the, you know, Mr. Hyde inside, Governor Evers is what stands between us and becoming Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much how that's working out. And I refer to a couple of things that Governor Evers has done, despite the fact that, you know, despite the fact that Republicans have blocked him in every way and every campaign promise he's tried to make, he's still gone around and tried to fix things. For example, the funding that, you know, Biden ushered through now gets controlled by Governor Evers. And Governor Evers has done things like, you know, worked with WEDA to announce $32.4 million in grant awards to multifamily housing tax credit developments. So this is a quote from Evers, and this is yesterday's press release we didn't get to. Affordable housing is essential to the safety, health, and well-being of our kids and families, workers, and communities. That's why I'm glad to announce today that we are also providing another $5 million towards this grant program to help bring these projects to fruition and increase the number of units available statewide for the folks and families who need them. Yeah, he's helping. He's helping contractors get their stuff done. He's helping families who need affordable housing to live in. Because, again, I don't care how rich you are. You still need people to go and make your food and do all the stuff that you're probably not going to do for yourself. Because even though you say you're independent, you really eat out every night, don't you? Moving on.
I don't even know where that tangent was directed to. Like, I don't know who that was for.
Oh, I'm just picturing the person who's like, I did it all myself. That's why I eat out every night.
Just a bunch of boxes of takeout. Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Fair enough. Gotcha.
All right. In April, Governor Evers announced that $20 million of the American Rescue Plan Act, thank you, Joe Biden, funding would be made available to developers. Can we go back to that? To developers, Tim Michaels, to help fill shortages in capital sources needed for multifamily housing projects that received federal or state housing tax credits in 2020 or 2021. During the application process, WIDA received grant requests totaling more than $38 million from developer partners, underscoring the need for assistance to complete those much-needed housing developments. In addition to $5 million needed in added ARPA funds, WIDA is adding another $7.4 million using the Federal Allocation of Natural Housing Trust Funds, bringing the total funding available to $32.4 million and supporting 85% of the total requested project funding. Not too bad, huh? And this is a quote from WIDA CEO and Executive Director Moore.
Mm-hmm.
Wisconsin's need for safe, affordable housing has grown, so we also chose not to limit the awards to the ARPA funds. We thank Governor Evers for the additional commitment. Like him, we are listening to our stakeholders about their challenges and leveraging our resources to help fund more housing projects. Now, I guarantee you, if this ran through the legislature instead and not through a Joe Biden program...
If this was something that the Republican-led Wisconsin legislature had to sign off on, this would not be happening. Like, they would just do everything to stall or delay.
And then we need this to go to, our own home developing project.
Even if the Wisconsin legislature had to sign off on it and, do an approval process, if they weren't the ones... targeting these grants to specific things like the Evers administration is doing, and they just had a simple sign off, approval of it, it still wouldn't happen because, again, Sandra D. Nass has been appointed since, I believe, April 30th of 2021 to replace Frederick Prenn on the Wisconsin Natural Resources Board. Yep. And the state Senate has refused to confirm her because they're just we're going to ignore it. And yep. It's just not going to happen. And so there's no evidence to show that that wouldn't be the tactic that the Republican-led Wisconsin State Senate wouldn't take if their approval of these funds were needed to do projects just like this one.
Let's go to another subject here, and I'm going to give a shout-out to Wisco Paul. Remember when Governor Walker was in power and we called them Scott Holes all the time, all mm-hmm. the Scott Holes? Here's Governor Evers' new Tony for Wisconsin campaign. I just want to play this for everybody. 30 seconds here.
After years of neglect, Tony Evers repaired nearly 5,000 miles of roads across Wisconsin. In fact, if you took all the roads Tony Evers repaired and laid them end to end, they'd stretch from Shawamigan Bay all the way to Miami and all the way back.
Folks, politics doesn't have to be divisive. I'll work with anybody, Republicans or Democrats, to get the results that matter.
Tony Evers, he's fixing our roads and doing the right thing for Wisconsin. After years...
Yeah. Go Tony Evers.
Pretty good campaign. I didn't get to see the visual to it, but that's...
It's really cool. It's bright. He's got a really nice big smile on his face. Honestly, that's the most animated I've seen him in a really long time.
He looks
joyous to do it, too.
I feel like whoever's doing the choreography or the videography for Evers' ads, the 30-second spots, is very similar to who does the Culver's ads. Because I get the same vibe from the Evers for Wisconsin.
Honestly, it may even
Culver's.
Be the same music, honestly.
It may be. And I feel like that's a very good, you know, kind of tone to set in your campaign ads. Like, everybody loves Culver's.
here's a fun campaign point for a lot of the Republicans out there. Although, a lot, to be honest, as far as radio campaigns go, most of the Republican ads that I have handled were the most professional out of any of all the ads. They know how to handle their ad buying and their at least their placement of things. But the production of ads. Now, that's the issue here, because a little side note for Republicans, maybe you should have thought about it before you railed against the media all the time and you started complaining about how Hollywood elites are ruining all of everything. And then pretty much anybody who does anything in the arts you think is a horrible person or some sort of mooch on society and really should just get a new job, except for the music you listen to that you really like a lot. But those people deserve it because they made a bunch of money, which justifies why they are an artist or anything like that. Crapping on artists as just a matter of course might result in you not getting really well-produced ads. Just something you might have thought of before you go and attack the entire production value of anything you would ever do.
At least they got Ted Nugent.
Exactly. And you know what Ted Nugent knows how to do? Be a jerk and do some really kick-ass guitar licks. That's pretty much it.
That's about it. That sums it up. So I believe he knows how to shoot, what was it, the ribeye of the sky, too. That was the Ted Nugent came to Wisconsin for that one, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, that's good. They had a luncheon about that.
They took something
that was previously an endangered species, was it? And then
protected, I believe. Not endangered, but at least protected.
That's great. Great, great. Beautiful things that you point out to your kids, and they were like, hey, let's make ribeyes out of them. In fact, let's invite everybody to, now that it's legal, let's kill a bunch of them. And slow cook them and shave them and put them in au jus. That's delicious.
Oh, jeez. Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke. That guy over there is just wrapping up his tangent is Brian. But that's okay. You can be like us. Share your tangent with us. 844-967-2789. You can be like our friend Betsy here in Madison. Betsy, what's on your mind today?
Oh, my God. You guys are in my head. Everything you said, I was thinking. That's just crazy. Yeah, I remember Scott Walker, and I remember he woke me up to what the agenda, the Reaganomics agenda, the ALEC agenda, that they're going to take our democracy and they're going to drown it like a baby in the bathwater here. And, you know, the damage that Scott Walker did to the state is still felt to this moment in time, and I am so angry about it, and I thank God for the devil's advocate, Crudy, because I really believe that without you guys doing what you're doing to save our state, that Scott Walker would be our governor today. And I am angry at all the dismantling that they've done to our state, from the DNR to attacking our teachers and the list goes on. And I don't hear Tim Michaels talking about the environment. Not one bit, not even on his radar.
I do want to say he did put out a campaign thing, issues Wisconsin First Economic Blueprint. And he did a bunch of bullet points here. And I want to roll down here to, yes, he did say something about water. Yeah, leverage our water and work ethic to make Wisconsin the premier manufacturing hub for the military defense industry. Cool.
Oh, my God.
So he did take the environment into account. It's a perfect environment to leverage our water and work ethic to make Wisconsin the premier manufacturing hub for the military defense industry, which, again, I think is a dying thing. The need for us to go out and completely destroy other countries or annihilate them. Russia did a really good job of dismantling us just by throwing a bunch of misinformation out there. You know, China, nobody's going to attack China because everything's made there. Everybody, literally the whole world's economic success depends on China making cheap stuff. So nobody's going to attack them.
Yeah.
We need our stuff.
Mm. Yeah. Well, open for business, right, Skywalker? Yeah, oh, yeah. You know, he did. He sold us down the river. And I hope and I know Republicans are good. And I know they care. But we cannot go down this fascism road where, I mean, even Walker put us on the list to change the Constitution. It's just, people. I hope.
They'll go in trying to do one thing. They want to change a light bulb, and the next thing you know, the entire house is remodeled.
No, it'll be all like right, when the movers come in, Brian, and they insist that they're just going to pack up all your stuff and bring it to the next spot. But really, in actuality, they just steal all your stuff. That's what the redoing of the Constitution would be if they had the opportunity.
Yep. Well,
appreciate your call, Betsy.
I appreciate that. And folks, I'm not entirely sure that if you call us, it'll work out right now. 844-967-2789. Check it out. Or give us a text at the same number. We're going to come back. I'm going to give you more of these Tim Michaels bullet points. Let's see what he's really into. Because some of this, if you think, like, even the small blurbs are a little bit,
what are you doing talking about?
Or that was blocked. Evers tried to do that, and you said no. Come back with us.
This is Dueling Tangents.
It's not a problem that I can't fix, 'cause I can do it in the mix. 'Cause I can do it in the mix.
Ronald Reagan was good for America because he was.
Welcome back. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Brian, I'm a little proud of myself here. I think I might have hit BK status here.
Wow.
I so successfully addressed the problem. Our phone lines are still open, folks. 844-967-2789.
Awesome. That is so great.
It took only just a commercial break, but you know, it's
I saw that happen. That's
I know,
amazing.
We lost Betsy there towards the end of that call, but I got them back working again, so they do indeed work. 844-967-2789 if you want to share your tangent here in the final segment of the show. But Brian, you alluded to a longer list of bullet points.
Yeah.
Claimed to be titled the Michael's Blueprint, and this is kind of what his campaign, you know, he's not really, it's kind of a long list of platitudes, but let's dive into it, because it's one of the best cases, I guess, that he's made so far since running, because
it's the most solid thing I've ever seen from this guy. I have a couple quotes from him.
Yeah, we got some quotes that we'll share, but he launched his campaign last out of the four candidates that were running. He was the last to announce. He did it right before a round of Marquette University polling that went through, so he didn't get included to that poll until about 2 months into his election bid, his gubernatorial bid. And so a lot of Wisconsinites know, and the Republican potential voters that plan to vote for him in that polling know about him, are millions of dollars of TV and digital ads that he has spent his own money on.
But he's still asking for
more.
To
get his name out there. But yeah, he's still fundraising. But let's dive into the blueprint.
All right, here's a couple quotes from him. Here's the first one. Having an experienced, proven business leader in Madison will allow our state to produce a strong, more sustainable economy. Tony Evers has no idea how to grow a successful business. I've spent my entire life creating jobs. I will do the same as governor. Full stop right here. Sustainable economy, grow a strong, sustainable economy. Last I checked, unemployment is lowest that it as ever has been in Wisconsin. And last I checked, we had a huge surplus. I don't know about you, but that seems to be running out of profit. And by the way, if you want to create jobs through the government, are you saying that you want to strengthen government employee jobs? Is that what you're saying? State employees are important to you?
No. He's going
to
boost.
Are you saying that you want to go in?
He's
going to
boost small businesses around the state, Brian. But, empirically showing the Evers administration is the best governor's administration throughout the entire country for using pandemic relief dollars to assist small businesses in their return from the COVID-19 pandemic.
Let's also forget that business, their job is to run a profit,
mm-hmm.
to create a profit. Government
help shareholders.
Yes, and government is to help the people that it is governing.
Mm-hmm.
That is it.
To provide services.
They're two separate things. So businessmen running as businessmen, running the government as a business. That's not how it works.
It's just silly.
That's not how it works, because applying those same principles to government does not work correctly. It does not work. look at what Donald Trump did. He tried to basically run it like a venture capitalist, and he gutted the whole thing.
And we got Trump steaks. We got Trump steaks.
We got Trump steaks. They're moldy, and nobody cares.
Not even the Trump vodka, where you get like a slight buzz because it wasn't very good vodka, but it was Trump steaks.
I guarantee you that some, like, he had some people in the back emptying half of it out, pouring it with water, and then, you know, filling another bottle, and then recycling as they go. Oh! If you see a Trump bottle, grab it. That's one less I don't have to.
It's a souvenir.
Cheap ass. Anyway, here's some more. Here's another quote from Michaels. We have seen too many career politicians spend money we don't have, increase gas prices. I thought gas prices were capitalism. Drive up the cost of goods and put our state in an unsustainable position. It's going to take someone from outside of politics to help fix the mess. I've led large teams to do big things and create thousands of jobs. Again, are you going to create more government jobs? I'm coming from outside the government to help shake up the status quo and get Wisconsin right back on track. So here's the different things that he wants to do. Tell me when this sounds different than the regular old crap from Republicans.
I'll chime in.
Compete with neighboring states by reducing corporate and individual income taxes to attract and retain more talent in Wisconsin.
Race to the bottom.
Checkmate. Congratulations. That's all Republicans. Increase American energy production and distribute to provide low-cost and reliable energy for families and businesses all across the state.
He could have pulled that from Rick Perry's campaign page when he was Texas's governor.
Eliminate the personal property tax.
Republican talking point.
Such a Republican talking point. Honestly, could not. That's cut and paste there.
to be fair, it's what, five words, though? I don't think he would even have to do the cut and paste. I think he's got those five.
He didn't write this anyway.
Yeah, no.
Recruit out-of-state veterans to join the Wisconsin workforce by improving VA hospitals and providing businesses with hiring incentives. That's at least more than Brian Steil, who wants to investigate why VA hospitals aren't working, because that's good.
Recruit
out-of-state veterans to join the Wisconsin workforce. What about our veterans in Wisconsin? Is gotta get out-of-state veterans to come in? That's kind of unclear. Leverage our water and work ethic to make Wisconsin the premier manufacturing hub for the military defense industry. We already talked about that.
Yeah, we did.
Overhaul and streamline the state's occupational licensing laws to eliminate barriers that prevent people from starting and expanding their business.
To be fair, that's something that could be done right now, because I believe the Evers administration wanted to do that, and the Republican-led Wisconsin legislature said, we're out of recess. Sorry, bye.
See you in 2023. I'm really happy you mentioned that, because we've come to the this is what Governor Evers is trying to do, but Republicans have blocked him section of the Michaels campaign.
Ooh.
Incentivize students to pursue education in and invest in training for high demand fields such as healthcare, engineering, and technology, and remain in the state after graduation. Wow, that's from Tony Evers' campaign. Expedite access to high-speed broadband in rural communities so that all areas of Wisconsin can participate in the digital economy. Governor Evers' campaign. This is what Governor Evers has been trying to do, but blocked by your Republican idiots. Increase opportunities for K-12 students to participate in hands-on internships, youth apprentices, and programs such as dual enrollment. Again, Tony Evers trying to do.
And I'll finish up the last couple here, Brian. Increase investments in the state's vocational technical training to enhance the hands-on skills of the Wisconsin workforce. Very similar to, you know, maybe making all trade schools free. All two-year trade schools free.
Tony Evers'
campaign. Platform. And then recognize that public safety is economic development, and that the storefronts and the property of business owners must be protected from acts of domestic terrorism.
Why don't you just blow a dog whistle and just get it over with?
I was
going to
say, that was an interesting one.
That's a fun little wrap-up for, by the way, I'm a white dude.
Do you think that he would also go after, you know, say, domestic terrorists that are plotting in Wisconsin to kidnap the Michigan governor, Gretchen
Whitmer?
No, those
are patriots. They just got a little out of hand.
Oh, so you can't classify them as domestic terrorists. Okay. Interesting to know where Tim Michaels would draw the line on that subject. I'd love to hear, but I hear that at the press event yesterday, he didn't really speak to the press at his event. So, it's an interesting kind of... He gets to choose, Brian, when he's available to the press or not.
That's powerful. That way, no one can know what he actually stands for, and everybody can project what they want on him, just like they do with Jesus. Congratulations, Republicans. You get to choose whatever you want. It's a choose-your-own-adventure all the time.
Folks, this has been Dueling Tangents. If you missed any portion of the show, go check out the podcast, devilradio927.com. Click on the podcast tab. We'll be back tomorrow. Talk to you at 2:00.